أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم صراط الله. We are still in this chapter of the great importance of looking after, making muhafazat of the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the etiquette and respects of it. This is a very important aspect, and those who understand the importance of sunnah will not give it up at any cost. On the other hand, those people who are like very lax, they would regard you to be an extremist if you follow according to sunnah. But without the sunnah, a person, a Muslim, cannot have any life with him. And when we don't practice upon the sunnah and we take it lightly, then the whole Western way of life comes into us, and we think that is the right thing. Everything what they do, their therapies, etc., all that we think is the right thing, and we're not doing anything wrong. All this starts when we start moving away from the sunnah, and we think we are following sunnah, but we don't give any importance to it. So in this ayat, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, addressing Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And undoubtedly, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you guide the people by your teachings of the sunnah towards the straight path. Sirat-e Mustaqim is the straight path to Jannah, the path of Allah Ta'ala. Sirat-illah, it is the path of Allah Ta'ala. So by following the sunnah, a person will go straight towards Allah, the pleasure of Allah, and straight to Jannah. That is the great importance of the sunnah. And a person, in fact, cannot make amal on the faraiz, on what is faraz, until he does not know the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like namaz has been made for us in the Quran Sharif, but how to make namaz, standing, ruku, sajda, what to read, etc., how many rakats for fajr, how many for zuhr, how many sunnahs, how many wajib, all that is not in the Quran Sharif. That is all from the sunnah teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we can easily gauge that a person can never ever make amal on the Quran Sharif also without the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we can see how important it is. And those people who eliminate the sunnahs, who regard it as it's only a sunnah, na'udhu billah, and they don't give importance to it, we see their lives are pure, completely worldly people's life. Western lifestyle of the non-believers, of the kuffar, and everything they do is in that pattern then. So therefore, it's very important we understand and bring the sunnahs into our lives. In the next ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ, that those people should beware who go against the commands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah warns them, those who don't follow the sunnah and go opposite, there can be only two ways. Either you follow the sunnah or you follow the way of the kuffar. For example, either you make miswak or either you use a toothbrush. That is just one or two things. Either you wear a kurta or you wear a shirt or a t-shirt. They are just two things. So those, Allah says, who go against the ways of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they should beware. And to see bahum fitnatun, that a great punishment, a painful calamity will befall them. Oh, you see bahum azabun aneen, or a painful punishment will afflict them. That is in this world. And the actual punishment is in the akhirah. The punishment of this worldly life is a small punishment, and the initial stages of it is so that it's a wake-up call, so that we come to our senses and we correct our lives and we follow in the correct way. So the way is to follow the commands of Allah Ta'ala, but this cannot be done without the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Ta'ala warns in this ayat, or those people who oppose the ways of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you don't follow the sunnah, then it's automatic, then you are following the way against sunnah. There are only two ways. Either you follow the sunnah, and if not, then it isn't an empty void, but then you'll be following the ways of the enemies of Islam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, "Kullu ummati yadkhulun al-jannah." My whole ummah will enter Jannah illa man aba. But only those people who deny. So they ask, who will be those who deny? They are those people who don't follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we can well see how important the sunnahs are. Allah makes it that the ummah as a whole realizes it. And we bring the sunnahs in every aspect of our lives. And we not only the outward sunnah, but the essence and the purpose of sunnah. That is that we should focus on akhirah. We should focus on simplicity. That is what is the essence of sunnah. May Allah give us all tawfiq to understand and to study, appreciate the sunnah and follow it and bring it in our lives, inshallah. Subhanallah.